We are talking with Alan Park, comedian and podcaster right here in Toronto, Canada, who beat stage four prostate cancer, not once, but twice. Earlier in our discussion, he referenced an article from Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper by Adriana Barton. It's called Clearing the Air. With legalization on the horizon in Canada, dispensaries are marketing marijuana as a cure for what ails you, including cancer. Do the claims hold up? Adriana Barton takes a closer look at the science behind cancer and cannabis. She goes on to write that with the cautious pace of medical research, it hasn't stopped Canada's unregulated marijuana dispensaries from marketing cannabis as a cancer cure. Some sell it with a veneer of science, quoting Harvard University researchers out of context, she writes, as saying cannabis, quote, significantly reduces the ability of the cancer to spread, end quote. Others link to a video with 1.2 million YouTube views featuring Rick Simpson, a Canadian living abroad who claims homegrown cannabis oil cured his skin cancer. Several websites take a conspiracy theory approach, describing a high-potency cannabis oil called Phoenix Tears as the cancer cure the government doesn't want you to know about. As Canada hurtles toward new legislation to legalize marijuana in 2018, the buzz has left many Canadians wondering whether medical cannabis can help them recover from cancer. Quote, it's a very common question we get, end quote, said Robert Nuttall, Assistant Director of Health Policy at the Canadian Cancer Society, which outlines the facts about cannabis and cancer on its website. No one can blame a cancer patient for wanting to try anything possible to get well, or at least take the edge off chemotherapy-induced nausea and other nasty side effects. But when it comes to treatment, scientists have yet to determine, she writes, whether marijuana's unproven anti-tumor properties outweigh the potential harms of consuming high-potency cannabis oil and extracts. To make sense of the evolving science, the Globe and Mail combed through the evidence and spoke to authorities and medical marijuana research. Here's our take on the burning question about cannabis in cancer cure. She goes on to write that no, in fact, inhaled cannabis has shown mixed results in studies of chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. Instead, a doctor may prescribe an edible oil. Essentially, it is, as Alan Park indicated, a rather skeptical look or take on the claims that cannabis oil can cure cancer. Well, Adriana Barton, meet Alan Park, who again has survived stage four prostate cancer, not once, but twice. We'll get back to that conversation in a few moments. Just a reminder, coming up in at the top of the next hour, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will be here to talk about globalism and its marriage to the progressive movement. It's all detailed in his new book, The Deeper State, Inside the War on Trump by Corrupt Elites, Secret Societies, and the Builders of an Imminent Final Empire. All right, back with more of my conversation with cancer survivor, comedian, podcaster, Alan Park, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Not surprisingly, the phone lines are jammed for Alan Park. We're talking about cannabis oil and cancer. A couple of things before we dive into the calls, Alan. Tell us first about your podcast, Green Crush, with Alan Park.
Green Crush is, you can find us overall at Green Crush Pod, at Green Crush Pod, and that'll tell you where everything is. And we're on Facebook, of course, but you can see the show. We go live Tuesdays at 2:03, and we're always a little bit late. Every single Tuesday, that's Eastern Standard Time, and I guess I might take a week off sometime, but haven't been able to do it yet because things are just getting so busy on the way to this mistaken series of legislations that are coming out shortly if we don't change it first based on the fact that they're very faulty, and they have withdrawn less faulty legislation before implementation. So that's what we're going for here.
And so what do you do on the podcast? You talk about the upcoming legislation?
Go ahead.
No, so just give us a sense of what we'll hear on the podcast, Green Crush with Alan Park.
Okay, well, the first thing you would hear about is, in the first few episodes, is who I am and why I'm doing this and what Green Crush means. Green is the cannabis and the crush is the cancer. It's getting crushed. I didn't want to use the two words in the title, although that might have helped with keyword searches. And I just want to tell people that basically there are three doors to get you out of the cancer hole. And as much as they're railing on cannabis as not really helpful for cancer, and this Adriana Barden will have to have a cocktail with me sometime. While that's going on, I want people to understand that this is a very viable fourth option that's not necessarily going to save everyone's life all the time. I mean, you could never eclipse not getting cancer at all as the best way to go. But it's been so effective on so many people. I meet loads of people. There are Facebook groups called Cannabis Oil Success Stories. You'll hear the good and the bad over there. Some things, some folks that have a tougher time than not everybody gets through. It's not a magic cure-all.
Sure.
No one's saying it is, but it's a massively powerful remedy. And I'd like to see them stack their chemotherapy success numbers up against it.
Good point. Alan, very quickly before we get to the calls, I also want to ask you about your second bout with cancer. What happened?
Do we have to talk about that one? It was way more painful. My PSA went to 1,200 on that one. And by this time, this is another count called the ALK-FOS. It's the alkalitic phosphatic acid. This is what happens to your bones. They start dissolving away with the metastases. Apparently, my description to the doctor, he thought that was great, and he asked me to use it. Than my second doctor, who is more on board with some of the things we wanted to do. It's kind of like throwing a Tums into a glass of ginger ale. That's your
right.
Bones right there, but in slow motion. And so when
you had essentially beaten it, and then it came back with a vengeance.
Came back with a vengeance, and subsequently, I wasn't even 100% sure why that was happening. I lost my faith in it. That was at the end of 2014, mostly into the beginning of 2015. And at the beginning of 2015, from January on down to April, I thought that was the end of it because I'd been using it and it'd been working great, and now it wasn't, and I was still using it.
What happened?
Fast forward to the emergency hospital procedures of a couple of, I had to get a surgery on the prostate itself to open things up and a few other gross things we won't get into. I don't mind, but we don't have time. what happened was I had to eventually test the stuff when I got back home again. Bad batch. Wasn't potent enough. That's all. And I didn't realize it. Now, of course, I found this out because by this time I'd been off the stuff for quite some time. And then you lose your tolerance. And I was vaping it and using it, and it wasn't having any effect at all. And then I was like, I had a bad batch. This is part of the problem of when it's illegal and everybody's looking over their shoulder all the time. And scammery can so go on. But if it's a flourishing little, democratically run industry and it's helping the economy, I don't see what the problem with that is.
So once you got the recipe back, the right dosage or the right potency, rather, then again the PSA started to tumble and it's...
Yeah, it started to tumble again, and then I got back on my feet, and then I was making better contacts and better associates and folks, and I have to speak in a vague way. Isn't that terrible? I can't believe I have to hide this. I can't believe you can go to a bar, everybody's having a drink, and you got to sneak out in the alleyway and smoke a joint because you're despicable, and these people are cooking their brains with alcohol inside, no problem.
So are you cancer-free now, Alan?
I don't know. Every 3 months I go in, and they say your numbers are low. There's nothing there. I have to get tested. Everything's 100% perfect. Alkalitic phosphatic acid that was at 1,300. And it's only supposed to be between like 90 and 135, something like that. And 90, 135 is at 1,300. That's the bones fizzing away, like I said, like Alka-Seltzer and ginger ale in slow motion. That's what was going on. I arrested and reversed metastases. Guys are going to have to deal with that, some of you doctors, because that's what happened, okay? That's what happened. Just say that to yourself. You've never heard it before. Arrest and reverse 2 times stage 4 metastases, and I'm not going to take no for an answer, because here I am.
All right, wild card line, Mike is in Germantown, Maryland. Mike, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. A great show as always. Let me cut to the chase here. I'm dealing with several things. Number one, I got stage 4 colon cancer.
Good God,
I'm so sorry. I also have AFib. I also have a pulmonary embolism, and I have an enlarged prostate. The cancer has spread to my liver and lungs. I'm receiving chemotherapy from the VA hospital. I've had mixed results, but they had to change the prescription because my lower legs and my fingertips have become numb.
Oh, yeah.
I only get $1,000 a month in Social Security disability. I live in Maryland, and maybe I could do online search and find. So the questions I have is, I don't have much money.
Okay, listen to me, man. Listen to me, man. I don't have a lot of time. This is a booked-in show. Listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. First thing I'm going to tell you is there's a million people sitting here right now sitting in some kind of suit waiting for me to prescribe you some kind of thing. Not going to happen. Here's what is going to happen, sir. I'm a Canadian. You're an American. You're in a very rough, difficult stage. Let me ask you this. How long have you had the stage four itself, and how many chemo rounds have you done?
I've had it for over a year, nearly a year and a half. And I've done maybe, I'd say about 15 chemotherapy runs.
Okay. How do you feel when you get out of that, when the cycle is over and you don't have to do it for a while?
For about 1 or 2 days after I do my chemotherapy run, I'm really physically drained. I'm really tired.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, listen, I can't tell you things right here and right now, but what I can tell you is this. I would highly suggest that you contact directly and get someone to help you with this. And if you want to shoot me an email, you can do that. I'll help you do it later on off the air, okay? We need to contact these dudes in Colorado that punched up this formula for a little girl named Charlotte called Charlotte's Web. These guys have been fiddling around with this stuff for a long time when a lot of other people already realized how helpful it is, and let's get rid of the laws because these guys are way advanced, and as soon as you take them off, we're going to get guys like you out of trouble sooner, quicker. But I really want to say, I can't tell you what to do because I'm not a doctor or anything else. I'm not going to put myself in legal jeopardy. But I'll say this. If that were me, I know what I would do. I would immediately get onto as much Rick, I would do this if this were my thing. I'm not telling you to do it, sir. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about here? A little bit of safety. I would do, if I had your particular situation, sir, I would make sure I get on this dose. I would probably triple bang it before I turned around. I really would. Now, if there's anything called immunotherapy, I may not do that because I've been shown to see that sometimes immunotherapy and the cannabis can sort of weirdly cancel each other out, and that doesn't really help, and you're kind of doing both a disservice. But with chemo, they say you can do it with chemo, and it does alleviate the nausea. This is what they'll tell you now, the ones that really know what they're talking about. It'll help alleviate the nausea. It'll help clear things up for you, take away that crummy feeling after the cycle of the chemo goes over, and you've got those days off, and you're trying to recover, and you're trying to figure out, what do I want to eat, and do I want to sit down, and how come I got a headache, but it doesn't really hurt, but I don't really feel like doing anything, man. I know exactly kind of thing how you feel, okay? And I'm telling you, you shoot me an email, Richard, help him get this guy at Green Crush Pod. Just ask me where I'm from, at Green Crush Pod. Shoot me an email. We'll figure it out to try to build a thing real fast, because when... Unfortunately, sir, it's kind of like you're on fire, okay? The way how advanced that is. And I know because I was there, but I also know it can be brought back because here I am. But we have to apply the fire hose to the fire to put it out.
Mike, hang in there, pal. I'm with you. We're all thinking about you and praying for you. So, Alan, how does he get in touch with you exactly? Just
well, you can contact us at Green Crush Pod. And you can also contact me at my own email address, which is alancomic1@gmail.com. It's ALANCOMIC, 1, all lowercase, of course, @gmail.com.
Mike, did you get the email address?
Yeah, comic, spelled out the number 1. @gmail.com.
Yeah,
it's the number 1, the numeral 1. So Alan Comic.
Alan.
Alan Comic, the number 1, the numeral 1 @gmail.com. All right, Mike, all the best. Let's go to Elgin, Texas.
Well, listen to it after the show. I'll read it after the show.
Excellent. Elgin, Texas, Charles, good morning. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Well, good morning. Yeah. You know, I was a cancer researcher myself. A while ago, and I remember people would visit our laboratory, you know, from around the world. I was at one, kind of an internationally known laboratory, but in Houston. And I remember also when they began to do the research in Spain. I remember the Spanish guys when they began to do the research into the use of the use of cannabinoids for treating cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's amazing that this stuff has been, there has been research going on really worldwide, but particularly I think of Spain, because they tend to apply their stuff to brain cancer, which is what I was researching, to brain cancer. And well, anyway, it would be good if somebody could say a little bit more about that. I mean, there's lots.
Sure. I'm happy to say something more about that. Okay, so thanks for your call, and you can stick around or whatever you do in the game. I don't know, but here's what happens. This comes down to something that's so terrible. I should have mentioned it earlier to the earlier caller, and I sure hope he does fire me that email. If you weren't so messed up in your life because you didn't get this nutrient cannabis, because it's a vitamin, it's a plant, you're supposed to be eating it in salads, you're supposed to have it swimming around in mommy's breast milk so that it goes into your system. And we've taken it out of the whole food chain. We've also taken it out of the feed of the pigs and the chickens and everybody that was eating all that stuff on the farms. That's what they used to eat, that hemp, okay? It's the same structure. And that was pumping CBDs into the food supply. That's what it had always been doing, especially in America, farming and all that kind of thing. And it was going on for a great time, and nobody was getting this big arc of cancer. And so all these CBDs were kicking around from the plants that are healthy and grow in the ground, and I don't need permission from the government to have. And they are giving you nutrients and vitamins. What's good about spinach? What's good about celery? What's good about carrots and broccoli? Because they've measured it. They've measured those things, and they've put it into the food pyramid along with your dairies and your grains and your milks. And so if they measured that, why won't they measure this? Or did they already, and they don't like the fact that it's got everything those things have and more? And your body has the CB1 receptors and the CB2 receptors all over the place, like born to receive the goody good stuff from inside the cannabinoids that you're taking. Cannabinoids, that's what it is. You got a CB1 for cannabinoid 1 receptor. Imagine just like a little funnel that you're pouring stuff into, like all your other food. It's supposed to be a food. This is what we're supposed to be doing with it in the first place. Now
you're saying we're naturally wired to you're saying we're naturally wired to consume hemp.
We are all suffering from a deficit, a nutritional deficit. And that's if you look at that from when they started to spike it out of the ground, look at 5-10 years, what's going on once they took it out of an environment. Now we're going to go to genetically, they just started to eat corn, then they started to eat soy, blah, 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 these different things that they ate. They took the CBDs. I mean, I love corn and soy. There's all kinds of cool stuff there. Not so much tofu. But there's really different other healthful, fantastic stuff in the hemp. And you don't need to re-rotate the crop. That's another thing. It doesn't pull stuff out of the ground, or somehow it does replenish. It's a magical plant on too many levels. And this is where it starts to sound crazy. And they say, oh, you think it's going to cure everything? That's what you're nuts. You think it's going to cure everything there is? Well, the doctors before, they used it for all kinds of stuff. I wasn't a doctor. They stopped doing that when they.
All right, listen. We got to step away here, Alan, for a sec. Stay with us. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls, and we'll delve further into cannabis oil, the use of cannabis oil to treat cancer. Alan Park, 2-time cancer survivor. Bonnie Tyler, It's a Heartache, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. Richard Serrett coming to you live from Coast Toronto, Canada. Affiliate Talk Radio, AM 640. Back to the phones we go. Brian is in Idaho. Is it Sagal, Idaho, Brian?
Yeah, it's Sagal, Idaho. It's near Sandpoint, North Idaho.
Excellent. Welcome aboard. You're on the line with Alan Park. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and talk about my story. Last year, after taking care of my mother, I thought I had a back injury from lifting her up and taking care of her. my doctor just misdiagnosed me, and eventually I found another doctor. But by March of last year, I was pretty much bedridden for except maybe 2 or 3 hours a day. By the time I got an MRI by my new doctor, I had a tumor inside my spinal, inside my spine, flattening out my spinal cord completely at the L3 and L4. they set me up with a neurosurgeon who told me they'd have to take out a bone in the middle of my spine and cut the tumor up into pieces to extract it. At that time, they'd send it down to the lab to see if it was cancerous. While I was recovering from back surgery, which because they took the bone out, they would be fusing my spine at both locations, the L3 and L4. If it was cancerous, they would then put me on heavy-duty chemotherapy. I went home from that visit with the neurosurgeon on the drive home and thought, what could I do? And the only thing I thought to myself was, how could I weaken this tumor to make that surgery easier, because I figured this could be the end. up on the internet, and I looked at things. I had heard about CBD. I'd also heard about an alkaline diet. I took a day or two doing some research on the internet. I started an alkaline diet. First thing in the morning, water with half a squeezed lemon.
There you go.
Water for the rest of the day. I'd put in baking soda to boost the pH.
Perfect.
I stopped all meat, sugar, processed flour, processed foods, went to green raw vegetables.
Boom, 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 boom.
And some nuts. And that afternoon, after I started, that was a Sunday morning,
yeah.
I went to a friend of mine who had told, and I told him, since I'm near Spokane or Washington, I was going to go get some CBD oil. And he told me that a local store had CBD oil, the non-THC variety. And so I went over there and I purchased this CBD tincture, which you put on your tongue and you hold it as long, at least 90 seconds, but until it's gone is best. Mm-hmm. And I went to bed that night after probably doing three doses of two squirts each under the tongue. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, jumped out of bed. I had been bedridden, except for going to the bathroom from my bed for several months, since at least August. Really, I couldn't get out of the house or go down my stairs.
Yeah.
And
it takes 45 minutes to get from
4 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I go running off to the bathroom, and I'm standing there because I wasn't able to stand. So I know exactly what you were talking about, to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And was very uncomfortable. Previous to that, I stood there and I looked down and I said to myself, how am I standing? How am I? I have zero pain.
You got
this. Ryan, this is fantastic news, but we're tight on time. So what is your status right now?
Right now, I had a physical with my doctor. I had not had another MRI, but I can tell you it's gone. I went to Machu Picchu and walked all over my...
Right on. Oh, that's so cool. Listen, man, I'd love to hear some more of your story. Why don't you send me a letter? Let's hear about it. I want to go back and forth on this. This is fantastic. I love it. I'm going to tell you this one thing. You're a warrior, right? People don't even understand what's going on with this thing. And to listen to this, getting your back resection and all these kinds of things that they're thrown at you, you have to process that in your head, whether you do it or whether you don't. It's a brutal, life-changing situation. You're a warrior and a conqueror. My hat's off to you, sir.
Thank you. I will contact you. It's got to get out, this kind of...
AlanComic1@gmail.com.
AlanComic1@gmail.com. Brian, great story. Thank you so much.
Only one L. Just one. Just put
one L in Alan. All right. Tracy's in Ashland, Oregon. Tracy, good morning. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi. I'm calling from Oregon, where, cannabis is fully legalized. And I started in 2012 doing some research on my own about cannabis oil, started making topicals, and was just completely blown away by the effect that just the topicals have on a myriad of, arthritis, skin conditions, skin cancer. And basically what I kind of wanted to ask Alan was, how he feels about, the legalities of this. I mean, people in Southern Oregon, because this is a big grow industry here in Southern Oregon.
I know all the growing, and congratulations for being that far ahead. Here's what I think about the legality, okay? I was at the end of my life. I got right up to that door. I can talk about it on a different themed show, if you like, sometime, anybody. this is a really weird place to be, this near-death thing, because of a disease that came on to you while you're busy trying to be taking care of yourself. I mean, I was pretty active and doing lots of things. I was at the end of my life. They told me there was nothing that could be done. They guaranteed me an exit of no later than Christmas or maybe even October, so I've chosen November, which, by the way, is right now. I'm pegging it at November 5th is the day I would have died, because actually November 5th is my birthday, and actually I'm sitting here talking on the show on my birthday, which I also like to call the third anniversary of my guaranteed funeral. So with all that in mind, and you get to the end of your life, and they don't have an option for you, and there's nothing you can do, and they give you a terrible drug that makes you feel awful, and I suffered so many of these awful side effects from that terrible drug, which I eventually stopped taking. What kind of permission did you think I was going to need from anybody? So the laws then fall where they may later. And if I have to go to some clink up here, some supermax for profit prison because I decided to save my life with a plant, if we go to court, well, let's have that circus first, right? Because I know some things. I also want to plug a little movie I'm working on called The Myth is Canada. And I'm sure you'll be talking about that later on, Richard. Also, it's a little bit of a movie documentary on how...
Oh, with Doug Force, yes.
They're not even plugged in enough to do this anyway, and you just have to call them on it.
Yes, we'll be doing that show, to be sure.
But what I'm saying is the legality of it didn't matter to me. I was the last thing. You know, you just take the next thing, the next thing, the next thing that comes along. And the next thing that came along was I had nothing. This is a door. I went through the fourth door, and now I'm living in what I call stage five. And people say, well, there's no such thing. And I go, exactly.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tracy. Carlos is in Carson, California. Carlos, good evening, good morning. Welcome to Coast AM.
Good evening, Richard. A couple of questions for Mr. Park. You used the oil as a suppository, right? Did you try it? Did you ingest it orally also? Or?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's not keep it to the limit. No. Just about everything except my ears I could plug it into. That's where it went.
I see. Now, you know, excuse my lack of knowledge, but is it a derivative of marijuana?
It's not a derivative. It is marijuana. Now, marijuana is a name that was given to cannabis. We used to call it cannabis forever up in North America and around the world, and Park Davis and medical firms around the world for a long time. It was a very effective medicine for very many different ailments and sicknesses and nausea and all kinds of things. And they used to use it as such. They took it out. And then later on, they decided to call it marijuana. And then it is the exact same thing. So I'm talking about about a 6 or 7 or maybe 8 foot high marijuana plant. One plant, dry it, process it the way you do, and then you boil it down with a solvent and get it down to an oil, and that's it. 60 grams later. I mean, you know, it can turn your life around. It did mine and lots of other people.
Carlos, thank you for the call.
Can you buy it here in California in marijuana?
I'm sure. Listen, I don't live there, but I'm sure I've got a friend there named Steve. He's probably listening right now. He's a great guy. He's in San Francisco. And if I said to Steve, hey, buddy, hey, Steve, is there any way you could get marijuana in California? I'm sure he would respond in the affirmative.
I can't imagine it happening. I cannot imagine you getting marijuana in California in a month of Sundays. All right, Carlos, thank you for the call. Alan, are you on the daily regimen still, just as a preventative?
No, I'm not on a daily regimen. I just go on and off once in a while, and I'll just hit it along the way, you know, because once you've been to that dark place twice, I mean, I'm making sure. It's called insurance. They do have maintenance courses. At one time, I did do 3 in a row. Last year, I did 3 courses in a row, and yeah, I want to go off and on. You know what? Like the gentleman said he started to feel a back pain, and when he was helping his mother move stuff around. This is the weird, creepy thing about it. It kind of sneaks in like a fog. I hate it. It's a very cowardly disease. Kind of sneaks up on you. I had to personify it. I had to. I decided to give it a visage and a sort of like a giant, Incredible Hulk type of thing, so that I could even just think about dealing with it when I was down for the count and on my back and trying to imagine my way out of this mess. And it's a very terrible thing, but earlier on, you're feeling these little pains. You get a little shot in your rib. In my case, I pulled my rib, and then, you know, sometimes you get a bad back, and it's legit. You know, you sat weird at a movie theater or something, cross your legs too long on the subway, I don't know, and then you do have a legitimate pain. But then when you get to, like, 40, 50, and you get those kind of pains, you know, do some investigation.
Right. When you finally told your oncologist that you were taking cannabis oil as a suppository, what did he say?
Oh, I can't recommend that. I don't think that's a very good idea at all. quote unquote. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, that's what he said.
And this is after your PSA basically collapsed from 700 to about 1.4.
Yeah, this is after about him almost hitting me up for money so he could buy Rogaine to grow his hair back from scratching his head so much about my case.
All right, there you go. East of the Rockies, Ronald is in Goldsboro, North Carolina. Ronald, you're on Coast to Coast.
It was 98 this morning. 98.
Happy birthday. Oh, my God, this guy's 98, born on November 5th. Oh, my goodness.
Born on the 90. I didn't even remember my mother-in-law's birthday was October the 5th. I got a clock that tells me what day of the week it is. That's what time means to me.
Wow.
If I didn't look at the clock, I wouldn't even know what damn day it is.
Well, how do you
feel? Every day's the same for me.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
You don't care about the clock time?
I'm manic, not depressive.
Ronald, I understand your... Ronald, I understand your sister uses... is it hashish for Crohn's disease?
There we go. Please talk about it.
Crohn's disease. Okay, yeah, this isn't just about cancer. You're great, right, sir? That's a 100-year-old man right here telling
to me.
It. Yeah, it's good for Crohn's disease when you're 100, everybody. So that's another thing it's good for. Of course, that's going to sound like a conspiracy theory because now it's good for something else, but it is good for so many things. So when you get to be 98, 99, and you have Crohn's disease like this gentleman, use the oil and have a good day like he is and stop looking at the clock. Just enjoy yourself.
All right, west of the Rockies, Barry is in Carson City, Nevada. Barry, good morning. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I have overwhelming tale to tell you, and I'll try to be quick.
Okay.
2012, major brain surgery. Kidney, lung, brain cancer.
Wow.
Took my kidney out September of 12. Did brain surgery first day of August, 2012. Radiation to where the cancer came out of my head, and radiation to my lung cancer.
Ooh.
I was not in good shape.
I'm so sorry.
A year later, the cancer came back in my head. I had approximately an orange-sized tumor in my head. By August, it was closer to a grapefruit size. They thought I would die in about 6 weeks. A friend of mine made some homemade cannabis. I couldn't handle it. It would make me too drunk. I'm a horseshoer of 50 years. I'm 70 years old. By the next April, in April of 14, I went to the hospital, I was in a bad way, and my neurosurgeon was real sad and explained to me that I would probably die within the week. He called two of my sons to the hospital and said, go make funeral arrangements. Your father will die any day.
Mm.
I couldn't handle cannabis oil, so I bought hemp oil.
Right.
A couple months went by. Brain surgeon called me in for another MRI, like, why is this guy still alive? Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because your cancer quit growing.
Yeah.
I did, similar to a previous caller that you had.
Yeah.
I was not real successful at alkalizing my pH, but I did the best I could.
Good for you.
And I got sugar out of my diet. I had a good diet. I always tell people, a lot of people contact me because the National Hemp Foundation made a YouTube video of me called Bulletproof Karma.
Yeah.
It shows the MRIs of my brain. It interviews a doctor that goes, I missed a phone call from Barry Shoda. How come if somebody's got his cell phone? There's no way this man's still alive.
Right. It's amazing, right? They keep telling us that it doesn't work, and we keep showing up. But it's only anecdotal, you know.
Alan, what's the difference between the hemp oil and cannabis oil?
Not much. It doesn't have the psychoactive component to hemp, but it's molecularly pretty much the same thing. And I'm going to suggest that if I understand what you're saying there about not being able to tolerate the oil. Now, listen, it's less successful at of men of 70, 80 years old anyway. The older you get, it's harder to recover from anything, right? But it's something that you don't get high from. And the psychoactive component is not to be morally, pushed out of this thing. But it's like taking a couple of structures a couple of crossbars out of a geodesic dome. It looks pretty much the same, but you took the THC bars out, and it's not as strong as it was. It's not as effective. So what you've done with the hemp oil is the same thing. I guess it's probably something that would take just a little bit longer by degree, in that it doesn't have one of the helpful ingredients in the bundle. But it's all, you know, everything else is there, and it's very similar stuff. And, I mean, they're making hempcrete out of it, and floorboards and toothpaste and chewing gum and everything else. Like, get on board this thing.
Very great story. Thank you for that.
I'm so happy you turned it around. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great story.
First time. I'd love it.
First time caller, Jody's in Hudson Valley, New York. Jody, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And, Mr. Park, I'm really grateful that you got better and have an opportunity to move on in life. So, congratulations.
That's so kind of you to say. Thank you so much.
The reason I called was just to give your audience a little bit more information. There's a documentary floating around the web. It just came on the web like yesterday, and it's called The Sacred Plant.
I just got an email on this, yeah.
Yeah, and I just watched it. They broke it up into 7 episodes. You get to watch an episode a day. I just today watched the first episode, and it's all about, you know, the cannabinoids and what they do for your body and everything they said and more.
Thank you for pointing that out to me, because, you know, I hadn't seen it yet, and I was hoping that the sacred plant was going to be cannabis for the helpful properties. I'm so sorry that people get all worked up about how, you know, it's immoral and terrible. I mean, there are certain issues that definitely have to be addressed with it. But once you know what it can do and what it has done and what it will do, it can't be stopped. And, it, they're not going to stop me. And you can't stop people from taking something that we now know works. So you can stop with the lies in government and just get on with the fact that this stuff works. And if we, instead of repressing all the research over the last 100 years and just leaving it to a few people like Dr. Raphael Meshulam in Israel, somebody interview him. Somebody get him on the news, ABC, NBC, somebody. And get this guy out and listen to him. He's 90, still working with this stuff, and he knows all about it. He'll tell you.
I will try to get him on this program, Alan. I will try and get him on if we can.
I'm sure he's 92 or something. I mean, he's still going. He's been doing this thing for like 60, 70 years.
Alan, tell us again about the podcast.
The podcast is Green Crush with Alan Park. It's at Green Crush Pod. If you go to Twitter, at Green Crush Pod. We're on Facebook, YouTube. But go to YouTube, and we're EST. It's 2 p.m. and a little bit late on 2 p.m. Tuesdays. And we scoop together the news of the day regarding what's going on with the legalization efforts, what's going on with the science, what's going on with the legal implications and children. It's way more interesting and way more tangents in there than I even imagined when I started doing it. And we're
getting
such great information. There's old suppressed information and new stuff coming all the time. We cannot have this thing buried under a series of laws punishing people and letting them get sick. It's crazy.
Alan Park, thank you so much for this.
Thank you so much, Richard. It's been so kind to have me on, and you sound great, and it's wonderful to talk to you again. I hope people... get that alancomic1@gmail.com and give me a call or send me a line or something if you have any kind of question about this.
Thanks again, Alan Park. When we come back, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, The Deeper State, right here on Coast to Coast AM.